Let's find out what's happening in the world of cycling now. Noel Sens from Sens Jewellers, Hargraves Mall in Bendigo is with us. Hello, Noel.
Good afternoon, Robbo. How are you going today, mate?
Yeah, going well, thank you. Now, the Tour de France has been announced.
Yep. Now, Robbo, don't do a Mark Johnson to me and ask me where it's going to start and go crook about that like he does.
No.
I don't know where it's starting yet. I don't know.
Well, I can guarantee
you... It won't be in France, I tell you.
I was about to say, I can guarantee you one place it won't be is in France. So, yeah.
It won't be either of two places. It won't be France, it won't be Russia. It'll be somewhere.
Yeah, indeed.
Now, Robbo, it's the 110th running of the big tour. So that's a lot of tours have gone under the scoreboard. Now, yeah. It's an interesting tour, though, because they've only got one time trial this year, and some of the riders are going crook about that because that can change the aspect of the race, because a lot of the stronger riders who are pretty good in the mountains and strong time trials can win the tour in the time trial. And there's only one very short time trial, 22 kilometres, so a smaller rider this year could take it out, like a climber we don't know much about.
Hang on, your phone just went dodgy there, Noel. But why would they only have the one time trial?
Just to mix it up, Robbo. So maybe a lighter, smaller rider could win the tour. Someone a bit different, maybe. That's just my opinion. They want to try and change things.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of a little bloke called Nairo Quintana?
No.
Anyway, he's run a few placings in the tour. And look, he can't win the tour, right? Because he's had his chances. But a rider like him, who's an exceptional climber, but an atrocious time trialer, absolutely atrocious, that would suit him, and that could change the aspect of the whole tour, you know? So you get a really light guy who climbs really well, won't lose any time in the time trial. So maybe it'll be different to a winner, but I doubt it. I still think Tadej Pogacar is going to come back and avenge his defeat by Jonas Vingegaard. The women's tour, Robbo, that's an interesting one. Annemiek van Vleuten won the first edition of it last year, and this year they're going over eight stages. And a lot of people are riding, they should ride equal stages to the men and equal distance, but they actually can't. There's a rule in cycling, the women aren't allowed to go any longer than 160 kilometres in stages.
Right.
So they can't do the big 220-250 stages like men because they're capped at a certain distance. And I think it'll be a good tour for the women and be interesting to see if Annemiek can get another one. She's certainly got the form.
That would be interesting, though, to with the way, fitness, physiology, health, everything has changed, whether they might need to relook at that rule of only the 160Ks max.
Oh, they will. It's getting better, though. Like, two years ago, we had no Tour de France, and we had a women's Tour de France this year. So we're stepping in the right direction. But no, there are rules. The same with juniors. They're only allowed to ride a certain distance. And at the moment, women have a rule where they're only allowed to ride a certain distance. And that's just how it is. And I suppose if they apply to get the rule changed, it'll happen, I suppose. I don't know.
Yeah,
interesting,
okay.
Though.
No, it certainly is. Now, you were telling me during the week about a wonderful initiative out of Bendigo, scholarships for young riders. Give us the background and the details of this.
Well, this is a really big thing. There's a Bendigo businessman called Ross Forster, and Ross is a former Australian track champion and been a very good bike rider in his day. And he owns the City Family Hotel in Bendigo, and when he set that up, he made that into a cycling club. It's actually a cycling sports venue. It's got beautiful pictures of bikes in there and jerseys on the wall and bikes, and that's worth having a look in there. Anyway, the Goldfield Cycle Sports Club is what that pub runs under. That's the name it runs under.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ross is giving away two scholarships in conjunction with the Lowndes family, Matt Strathfield, say. And they're in memory of Jason Lowndes, was one of Bendigo's most popular young riders years ago. And Jason was killed in 2017 out at Mandurang one day. And tragic circumstances, just home from Europe, training not that far up, only a few weeks to go before he went back to Europe again, only 23 years old. And he was killed by a car that didn't see him. And so his family, in conjunction with Ross, have set up these scholarships. And they're $5,000 each,
wow.
Robbo. It's a lot of money to help young cyclists. Mm. And you've got to apply. There's a form you can go online, Goldfield Cycle Sports Club. They've got their own website there. Or you can go into the hotel and get them at the counter. Or you can get a coach like me to fill them out, or your parents can fill them out. So it's for young cyclists in the Goldfields area, which is, that can be up Wedderburn Way and things like that, Denali, Bendigo. And there's a $5,000 male scholarship and $5,000 female one. So it's a lot of money just to help people. Like, people might not understand, but when you live in Bendigo and you want to be a good cyclist and you want to maybe get into a pro team or whatever, a lot of the riders have got to go to Melbourne every week to train and race down there. And some parents are taking kids to Melbourne twice a week, every week. That's a lot of travelling, Robbo. You know how much it costs now with fuel and staying down there and everything. And
absolutely.
One of the problems in being in the country. So this will help people out, and you know, they might want to go overseas and race in a World Cup or something. There might not be any funding, so this $5,000 would help. So if anybody wants to go put their young cyclist into that, male or female, get in contact with me or in Ross Forster, or go in the City Family Hotel, and then they've got a website there, Goldfield Cycle Sports Club.
Okay.
And get involved. So it shuts December the 31st. Good. Great
Fantastic
news.
Stuff. Fantastic stuff. All right, a couple of other quick things, mate. Track season, Bendigo, when's it starting?
Gee, Robbo, you're the 100th person to ask me. I don't know, mate. I ride up there every night on my way home from work. I usually go riding after work for try and ride for 45 minutes if I can. Try and go up through the track and have a look. It's mud pie up there still. It's pretty messy. So we've been told November, but I don't know how many days we're in November. 30?
Is it 30? Yeah,
30. It'll be one of those days in November.
Okay.
But we've actually got a big track carnival coming up in December, so we need to have it all ready for that. So there's a lot of track racing ready to go, Robbo.
Okay. We just need the weather gods to be kind so we can get it all sorted. The Tour of Bright, I was up in Bright recently, and I know you're going back to commentate that one. Beautiful spot and a big cycle race.
I know you're up there, Robbo. That's why I brought it up. You had a lovely holiday up there. You really enjoyed it,
you told me. Yeah, I did. No,
it's
it was a beautiful
area. Like, it's massive for cycling up there. And the Tour of Bright is a big tour. In the past, they've had up to 600 or 700 riders in it. You know, it can depend on what the year's like. It can be as low as 300 or 400. But it's a big tour with every different class, from under-19s right up to quite old masters, men and women. And a very testing tour, three stages. They'll go up the top of Mount Hotham. They'll have a time trial. Toowonga Gap, a lot of big, hard stages up there. And I've been the commentator in that for probably 10 years now, I reckon.
Yeah.
Do you want to know how I got into that, Robbo? It's quite a funny story.
All right, go on, tell us.
Well, I entered for the Tour of Bright myself as a racer, and 3 years in a row I went up there, and I had a broken arm every year for 3 years. And one day this bloke came up to me and he said to me, "Have you ever ridden this tour?" I said, "No." He said, "You waste a lot of money on entry fees every year coming up here with broken arms. You're interested in being a commentator?" And I said, "Yeah, sure." So I'll stop being a racer and I'll commentate. I've never ridden it, but I paid entries for it, and now I get paid to go up and talk.
Absolutely. Brilliant. All right, mate. Well, listen, good to chat, as always. And I tell you, if this rain goes away, you might be surprised, but Rollo's bike might get out of the shed soon.
Well, I was going to ask. I said to Jono the other day, I will ask him about the bike, but I'm a bit scared to ask because you can really arc up. So are we getting close to going for a ride together, you and I?
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely. Yep, so, just a bit of nicer weather, although it's quite pleasant this afternoon, but of course, oh, damn, I'm on air, I can't do it today, Noel, sorry. But, yes, I promise soon.
And, Robbo, what about the old mouth from the south, Jono? Has he ever ridden a push bike himself?
Oh, I wouldn't know. I mean, if he did, I reckon they'd have to perform surgery to get the seat out of his backside. Well, he's a big unit.
Yeah, I know. I've got to be careful what I say because I have to get the next person the week after. No, he's amply sized. He's all right.
Yeah,
ample.
Yeah, I don't know. You ask him next week. So there you go.
I will. All right. I will for sure.
Hey, talk to you Wednesday on the wake-up call, Noel.
Cheers, Robbo. Lovely to talk to you. Thank you.
And you too. Thanks very much. Noel Sent Cycling.